Hate, and this is Up Late with L. Hate, only on the new Ponyville FM. Tonight's focus, as you can tell by that previous track, is OC remixes, since the station has the go-ahead to use ocremix.org's music, so long as we don't alter their tags. That was Po Su Yan with Electric Clouds, a 2001 remix. Actually, no, I'm sorry, 2003 remix of a song from Chrono Trigger. Big bass from Po Su Yan, and coming up next, we've got some more of his work, a track from Konami's Axelay. This one's called City Lights.
Thank you.
So if you don't know about OCRemix.org, the quick and dirty is that they're around to produce excellent and very, very closely screened remixes and rearrangements of classic and modern video game music. They've actually become so reputed in this field that their remixes have been used as the official soundtrack to games like, oh god, what was that one called? Super Street Fighter 2 HD Turbo Revival, or whatever the HD version was with all the redrawn sprites. Entire soundtrack done at OC Remix, and really, really not only fresh and new, but also, you know, relevant and telling of the original source material. Now, these people have been around since, what, 1999, or if not earlier. I don't have a data sheet here in front of me, so I couldn't really tell you. But thousands. I'm talking thousands of songs to dig through, and a lot of them are really, really cool. So I'm going to go ahead and spin one from Sonic & Knuckles. This one's called Catapult. It's by a cat called Beat Drop, and it came out in 2005. Me and my buddy Terrible Pain actually had the, I guess, honor of playing Call of Duty Black Ops one night with Beat Drop because Xbox Live just dumped us together. I checked his gamer tag and was the same guy. But yeah, he was no better than we were at the game. Pain was good. I really sucked. Anyhow. B-drop. Love that track. That is just literally electrifying. If not just because I keep batteries in my underpants when I listen to it. Moving right along, OC Remix is also the kind of place that not only does it put together these big compilation and tribute albums and contribute to new versions of old games, they also are the kind of place that encourages kind of creativity and experimentation with music. One good example of this is the Wingless's One Girl in All the World and All the World in One Girl, which were kind of two sides of the same coin. A remix of the Swamp Area from Brinstar and Super Metroid, and both released in the fall of 2003. Let's have a listen. Thank you. Wow. I actually hadn't heard that in a really long time, and it was shockingly reminding or nostalgic just how good that song actually is. Both of them, really. I played One Girl in All the World first because it was my longtime favorite, but that might actually have changed. But yeah, two sides, same coin. Same song, basically, just taken two different ways in the same period by the same guy. Now, granted, OC Remix is also home to a lot of more, well, I guess you'd call it standard fare, but that would be doing its creators a disservice. Here's another longtime favorite of mine. This is Disco Dan with Blue Lightning from Mega Man 3. Thank you. Everyone else is getting two songs pretty much tonight. Not you, Disco Dan. Not for that 8-minute long trance voyage into Mega Man. But yeah, 8 minutes long, but absolute journey all the way through. Really fun song. The only complaint I have here is that it's just a touch muffled. But, you know, 10-year-old song. Lord knows he probably rendered that thing on a potato. Anyhow, another one of my favorite OC remixers is Star Salzman. Star Salzman's category on OC Remix is just the stuff of legends. Yeah, since we just did a Mega Man song, let's continue on with that. This is Star Salzman with Tickle My Wily from Mega Man 2. Let's see. Yeah, this one was released in 2004. This is actually one of the songs that pretty much got me into listening to OC remixes to begin with. So, I really hope y'all enjoy this one. Thank you. Me and my new puppy think this song is super duper crazy good. But that's pretty much representative of Star Salzman as a whole. Another song of his I really like is a Final Fantasy VI mix called Let Us Dance in the Dark Phantom Forest. Let's see. Should be in my notebook. And it came out in 2002. It's one of the oldest ones I'm going to play tonight, to be perfectly honest. And this song jams. So let's jump on the ghost train, go fight some monsters, and chill to more Star Salzman. Super, super fun song, especially considering that you, like, during that part of the game, that's like, you're on the train and it's mostly playing the music the whole time, but most of the time, I remember that song being, like, the battle song, because you spend a lot of time fighting on the train, as I recall it, but then again, it's been about 10 years since I've even played Chrono Trigger, so my memory could be fuzzy. Let's listen to some Maze Dude with some River City Ramstein, obviously from River City Ransom, released in 2002. This song's just downright crazy.
We'll be right back.
What'd I tell you? That track's mean. We've only got time for a couple more songs here before we've got to wrap it up for the evening. But it just wouldn't be right to do a show full of OC Remix songs without doing something from the founder of the whole thing, DJ Pretzel. This is Paco Bell's Gannon. Taco Bell. It's a really fun word to say. Paco Bell's Gannon from Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time and released in 2002. Smooth stuff. One last track before we sign off for the evening. This one's something special. This is Claude O'Shue, Jillian Aversa, and Ruben Key with 2006's remix of Chrono Trigger. Oh, bloody hell, I didn't take a note down for the name of the song from the game, but this is The Place We Knew here on Ponyville FM.
Somewhere beyond the river. meadows, the countryside, I find a piece of you. And somewhere beyond the frozen fields, I clearly see the end of our misery, part of the place we.
So, as you can tell, beautiful, pulse-pounding, and downright diverse work from everybody involved at OC Remix, and they show no signs of stopping anytime soon. We're coming down to the end of our hour here on Up Late with L Hate. I'm Limitless Hate. This is the new Ponyville FM. Yeah, if you don't know what that means, well, you probably haven't been to our new website. Come on down to PonyvilleFM.com, where you can chat in our chat. You can check out all of our different radio servers. And ostensibly, it's going to be a way where you can keep up with current events and programming on the show. Also, watch our Twitter, at PonyvilleFM. You can find me on Twitter, at Limitless8. And basically, stay tuned, because we're doing really well since our merger. Ponyville FM and Brony Radio are now one big happy family, and if the numbers are any indication, yeah, big things are coming within the next few months. So we hope everyone is going to stick around with us, and we're going to do our very, very best to try and bring you the best in live EDM and 24/7 Ponytronica and the occasional OC Remix, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, along the way. I'm Limitless 8 once again. This is Ponyville FM, and I want to wish you all a very good night.